Making it up as I go.
Life can be a crazy journey. Find out how I'm making it up as I go.
With Joey Camasta.
Here's your host, Ashley Maleo.
Hi, welcome to my new podcast, Making It Up As I Go. I am so excited. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Ashley. I'm a mom to a 3-year-old boy named Cameron. My husband's name is Pete. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, writer, and now podcast host. Some of you may remember me from the 7 seasons I spent on Bravo's The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Oof. It's been a while. Lots to catch up on. You also may have caught my previous podcast, Parenthood, Etc., and you might be thinking, what happened? So let me briefly explain. I had a podcast called Parenthood, Etc. We had some fun guests. It was a great time. We got picked up by radio.com, and then my life started to get a little crazy. My son was in a program called Early Intervention, and they increased his therapies to 5 days a week, 3 times a day, and it just took up a lot of my time. I get a lot of questions about my experience with that, so maybe I'll update you guys about it in a bonus episode or something. But anyway, I decided to take a break, and I'm so thankful that my radio.com family was so understanding. When we began talking about me coming back, now that my son Cameron has started school full time, I wanted to switch things up a bit and really start fresh. I wanted something that was a bit more high energy and something that didn't restrict me as far as my guests or conversation topics. So depending on my guests, parenthood may still be a topic because it's such a large part of my life, but we're going to pretty much cover anything and everything. I also want to incorporate some games and things like that. So please feel free to follow us on Instagram at Making It Up As I Go Pod and send in some suggestions. I just want as much feedback as possible from you guys. Today, I'm here with my main audio engineer, Brian.
Hello, everybody.
And I'm about to tell him a quick story. Are you ready for this, Brian?
I'm all ears.
So my husband, Pete, and our first guest, Joey Camasta, will be joining us in a minute. We're just waiting on them. But they've heard this story already, and I need to share it on my podcast, and especially with you, Brian, because this is some bullshit. So
can't wait to hear.
Yeah. So as I said, the podcast Instagram account is at Making It Up As I Go Pod. Now, I'm very upset about this because whenever I post about it, it sort of looks like it says Making It Up As I Go Poo. And it might just be a me thing. I don't know, but it bothers me. And the title Making It Up As I Go is already pretty long to begin with. So I don't want to make it Making It Up As I Go Podcast because that's just novel.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not just have it be Making It Up As I Go, Ashley? Well, that's a good question, whoever's listening. That was my original intention, to have everything be cohesive, and I was going to make the Instagram account Making It Up As I Go. Well, come to find out, it's taken. So, you know, I naturally messaged the person who owns this account because I see this person has like 800 something followers, which is a decent amount of followers, but they're not doing anything really. Like, I'm looking through, it's a girl who has the account and she works on a cruise ship. Shout out to Royal Caribbean. I will not be using you. No, and here's why. So she works on a cruise ship. And if you know anything about cruise ship employees, as I have friends that have worked on cruise ships, there's a good chunk of time you don't even have cell reception and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, listen, I understand there's probably some people listening and they're like, well, she doesn't owe you the Instagram account. No, I know. But like, I'm trying to brand this. So it would just be nice. Like, I know she doesn't have to. And that's why I've sort of let it go other than sharing the story with everyone I can.
Let them know. Yeah.
I've let it go as far as asking her to give it to me. But I just need to explain what happened. So I start nice by I follow her. I like some of her pictures. I sent her a DM saying, this is what I said. I said, "Hi, I'm launching a podcast with radio.com called Making It Up As I Go. I was wondering if it would be possible for you to change your Instagram handle so that I could have this one. I would beyond thank you for it. And I'm even willing to pay for it reasonably." And then I explained what our current handle was. Okay. No response. So like a month goes by. And I comment on one of her pictures and I was like, "Hey, could you just check your DMs?" And then I DM'd her and I was like, "Hi, me again, LOL," like trying not to be crazy, but yeah, like, yeah. "Hey, it's me." You know, no response, nothing, but she did. She not no response. It's not like she was reading it and not responded. It didn't even say read. So I was just trying to like get her attention. I was like, okay, she's not getting this. So I posted on my story and I said, "Who can nicely help me get at Making It Up As I Go's attention? I've been sliding in her DMs with no luck. I want her handle for my podcast account, LOL." So now I'm like, let me be a little bit more aggressive, but I'm saying nicely. I didn't tell people to like attack. I was like, "Can someone help me like nicely get her attention?" I did it to see like if we have any mutual friends, anything like that. And as luck may have it, we ended up having a mutual friend of sorts. It was like one of my friends knew one of her friends.
Okay.
So that friend reached out to her. Okay. So she then DMs me. She said, "Hey, I work on a cruise ship, so I've just been very busy. So like I work for the cruise line industry, so the Wi-Fi and time is not easy to come by. I don't mind giving it to you for your podcast, but does that mean I have to change my Instagram handle?" So that pause, that question alone shows me you don't even really fully know how Instagram works, but let's continue. She said, "Like, I'm always on the go and working. I wouldn't mind giving it to you, but I would like a shout out. And I hate to ask this, but compensation would be nice." Okay. So to recap, what that says is she's saying that she doesn't really get Wi-Fi. She clearly doesn't understand how Instagram fully works. She said that she's always on the go and she wouldn't mind giving it to me.
Right.
But in exchange, she wants a shout out and she thinks compensation would be nice. Okay. So that's what she just said. That was at 11:55 a.m. I respond at 12:03 p.m. So not even however many minutes later.
Right.
I said, "Haha, I understand. Yeah, you would have to change your handle so I could then take it. And of course I would give you a shout out. What did you have in mind as far as like compensation and what kind of shout out she wanted?"
Yeah, very nice.
She responds. So that was at 12:03. What time did she say this? At 12:19. So minutes later. Okay. Minutes have passed since her first message to me and my response. She says, "So I've seen you've already created the Instagram." She's talking about Making It Up As I Go pod.
Pod. Yeah.
She goes, "I understand that you have a podcast with this name, but I've had this handle since pretty much the beginning on Instagram. I know you have a lot of followers and as trivial as it may seem, I don't really see any benefit for me giving up my handle as I'm quite attached to it. There's a lot of history behind it. Also, not to be rude, but I'd really appreciate it if you'd stop telling your Insta followers to spam my account because it's actually very unnerving. I'm just trying to live my life. I work on a ship every single day for 8 months straight. People who I haven't spoken to in a while have messaged me about this campaign. It's just something I don't want to stress about right now. At this point, I have to ask you to stop messaging me on the matter." So I'm like blown away. I'm like, 5 seconds ago, you were just like saying, "I don't mind giving it to you. I just want a shout out and compensation and blah, blah, blah." My response was very nice. I was very open. I was like, "What did you have in mind?"
Yeah.
And then I get this. So now I'm like, okay. So I said, "Yeah, I created the Instagram, but I was looking for the original name. I didn't ask anyone to spam you. I asked if anyone could help me get your attention as I tried messaging you about it myself with no response. One person reached out and said that they knew someone who knew you. So they messaged you for me. Keep the name. It's fine. I'm just confused because just a minute ago you said, 'I don't mind giving it to you for your podcast.' Then you said, 'I wouldn't mind giving it to you, but I would like a shout out. And I hate to ask this, but compensation would be nice.' I said, and then you messaged me very moody and sort of aggressive for some reason. Not sure why the change in demeanor after asking me for a shout out and money, but okay, take care." So like, that's how I left it. So then like, it was like, I think 2 days later, she responded, And she goes, sorry if you found the message aggressive. That was not my intention. Receiving loads of messages really unnerved me. And I just want it to stop. I get that you didn't ask them to spam me, but asking 200 plus K people to get my attention feels like spam. Sorry for any confusion. I wish you all the luck with your podcast. Cheers. Now, and that's it. I didn't even bother responding to her.
No, there's no,
but it's
there's
like,
no
I just don't, I just need help understanding what, first of all, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I
feel like she went through so many different things at once. Like,
but like, I don't understand. And like, so listen, so for the record, if you follow me on Instagram and those listening now, I'm not asking you to go bully this girl. So I'm putting on the record, no one message her, please. So that if anything happens, I am on the record saying no one message her anymore. So if you saw my original Instagram post about it, if you're listening to this story, do not message her. But I am a little annoyed because, like I said, she's even said, she's like, I'm away for 8 months at a time. I never have Wi-Fi. She doesn't know how Instagram works.
Clearly.
But she won't give me the thing. And it just bothers me because I'm trying to, like, you know, like I said, brand this podcast. But, you know, things happen, I guess. But what are your thoughts? How would you have handled that situation?
I probably would have done close to the same exact thing, like, but I would have reacted differently, I think.
How would you have reacted?
I don't know. I would have been like, this bitch.
That was kind of like me. I was like, I just didn't respond to her like that. But I was just so confused. Like, not even 20 minutes went by. And I'm like.
And you can't expect to get the name. I get that. But at the same time,
like, I know I'm acting very entitled, like, give me the name, but it's like,
or
it's not even, you know what it is? If her first message to me was, you know what, I'm really attached to the name, blah, 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 you know, then I'd be totally fine. I swear to God, I'd be disappointed, but I would be fine. But for her to say, like, oh, I have no problem giving it to you, just give me a shout out and pay me. And then it changed. She took it back.
Literally.
Like I was so excited. I was so excited. And I remember, because I was at work at the time. Shout out to Hunt and Orchard in Westwood, New Jersey. I was at work at the time and then I saw the message. And then, like I said, I checked it like 15 minutes later and then she changed her mind. I was so upset.
Never mind.
Oh my God. But
that
anyway.
That is frustrating.
So follow us on Instagram at Making It Up As I Go Pod.
With a D.
With a D, not an O. And so that's that. Our first guest is here. You may know Joey Camasta from his guest appearances on Jersey Shore, his podcast, It's Happening Podcast with Snooki and Joey, and other various projects. We're excited to have him. And my husband, Pete Malayo, is here too. He's not as important. Just kidding. Love you. Hey, Joey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Of course.
So I have just one thing I'd like to address before we begin.
Uh-oh. She's pissed.
What happened?
She's so mad at you right now. It's not even funny.
Did she see our DMs?
What?
Did you see our private DMs?
I didn't show her that yet.
No.
That's later.
Oh. No, I'm not pissed at all. It's funny. Pete hadn't listened to, you have your own podcast with Snooki.
Yep.
It's happening, right?
It's happening with Snooki and Joey.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you guys are about to go on tour.
Yes.
Yes. And Pete hadn't heard it yet. So I was showing him the most recent episode and I wasn't expecting you to be like, oh, I'm going to be on a podcast this week.
Oh, I said it?
Yeah, you said it. But then she was like, who's? And you were like, you forgot my name. I was like, you forgot my name.
Well, I didn't know I didn't know how to say the last name. So I have you as Holmes in my phone.
No, it's okay.
How do you say Malayo?
Malayo, yeah.
Yeah,
I
got it right.
No, it was funny. It was cute. We were laughing though. We were like, oh, I didn't expect that. That was fun.
I was like,
she was like, this motherfucker.
No, I didn't.
No, I did. I forgot. Like, I was like, you know, in the moment, because I have a thing that I was jotting down and I was like saying this, I have to check all my things off my list. And I was like, oh, well, let me get to this real quick before I forget. And then I wasn't prepared to say the full name.
No.
To disclose the full name.
Well, now you know.
You know.
Because you guys did a live show recently, right?
Yeah, we did in Jersey. We did it at Red Bank, in Red Bank, New Jersey at Count Basie Theater. And it was a lot bigger than we expected. Like, we thought, like, We shot too high for our first show. The house, like, the place held like 2,000 people or something. We're like, oh my God. So we like, we did it on, and we also, she was pregnant. We did it on a Wednesday. So it was like, it was just bad, like, luck from the beginning, but we didn't sell out fully. I mean, cause it was like 2,000 people and it was a Wednesday. But we did, like, there was still like 30 seats or something that was
open.
That's awesome.
But, yeah. So we did almost, but now we're going to do, like, not as huge theaters. We don't need that many drunk fucking crazy people running around the streets. So we're going to do not small theaters, but, you know, it's like maybe like 1,000 instead of 2,000.
Yeah. So now how nervous were you for that opposed to like not having a live audience?
No, I wasn't nervous at all. I was a little bit, but we did a rehearsal. So right. We did a full dress rehearsal before, and we wrote the whole show. So mm-hmm. We had like our ideas of what we were going to say and what we're going to talk about. And then we have like videos behind us, and we pre-made, a bunch of skits and things.
That's so cute.
So we had like our whole thing going, but it really helped to kind of do it beforehand.
Yeah.
And it was just more exciting than nervous. Cause like, you know, the roar of the crowd yeah. and the energy. That was a lot of fun, but, we did a rehearsal. So it was like easy.
Where are you going for your tour?
I don't know. We want to do all the whole US, but she just had a fucking kid. So it's like, and it's still on the tit. So we have to like be fucking around all the time.
You're going to make it down to Delaware.
It's still on the tit.
Yeah. It's still on the tit. So we can't go too far. But I think we're going to do, you know, the tri-state area.
That's cool.
First. And then like, you know, then we'll just do like, you know, weekends around afterward. Like we really want to do like the big cities, like Dallas and like Chicago.
Chicago's awesome.
Yeah, Boston. I love Chicago. We got fucked up there once, and she left. Oh, it was a whole ordeal. She left her phone in an Uber, and then we had to like, and then he was holding it captive, and we had to go outside and stalk his house because I had to find my Alexa on.
Oh my god! On.
And so we like were in the middle of like the suburbs of Chicago in a bad neighborhood, and we were like we just drove there hoping he'd answer his door because like we saw the phone in the car, like we found the actual phone at the car, but we didn't know which house was his, so we started going door to door like fucking psychos. Like,
I would have done the same thing.
Like,
oh my god!
And then,
wait, so you saw the phone in the car?
Yeah,
it was and you're now trying to find his house.
Trying to find who he was, which one he was.
Because he took the phone.
I would have broke that car's window.
We were gonna, but no, then, so we called it. The cops. The cops couldn't do anything for us. So we like literally just became MacGyver, and we knew where the house had to be there somewhere. And then it was like freezing cold out, and we didn't know where to go. So we went into this Baptist church, like, and it was like something that was like with a wild chorus, like woo. and then they took us into the basement. So we can sit there and like stay warm while we're stalking our prey. And then he kept answering that he could answer the phone. He's like, oh, I'm sleeping. I have to get up. I'm like, where are you kidding? We have to catch our flight. We lied. Right. We didn't have to catch a flight. But we said we had to catch a flight, and it was a nightmare. So then finally we just ended up getting drunk and going to the AT&T store and buying a new phone. And then he like mailed it to my house like two weeks later.
That's what I would have done.
That's good that he at least like sent it back. I just hope he didn't like...
Well, because she didn't care about the fucking phone. All her kids' pictures are in there. So that's
what
she wanted.
So that's what I would be nervous about. But I'm picturing you guys trying to be like discreet because it's like you're like 6 foot something and she's like 5'2 or something.
Yeah, we were just like, it was like we were wearing our pajamas. I think she had like slippers on from the hotel. And I have like, we have like big sunglasses on. We're trying to be inconspicuous, like in the bad part of neighborhood. peeking in every Toyota Corolla we can find.
Oh my god!
Until we found our bounty. But yeah, Chicago's wild.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good city. I've been there a few times. I like it.
Oh, that same night we hung out with what the fuck was his name? Lil Jon.
What?
So we were at this. We went to this. They like. We went to some restaurant, like Juliana Rancic has a restaurant there, and she like, yeah. I guess her people like contacted us and said, come for dinner. We're like, okay. And then some other club that's part of that, like, and we went to dinner early because like, I don't know, we just went early. And then they were like, I'll come to this club after. So we got to the club and literally it was no one in the place. The bartenders were just like putting their outfits on. And like, we get to the club and we're sitting there. And then like, we're in this one big section. And then the same section, Lil Jon was with us, but he was on like another couch next to us and he didn't speak to us the whole time. And there was no one else in the club. It was just me, Nicole, and Lil Jon. And then like four bartenders. And
have they ever met previously?
No.
No, that's so funny.
We didn't even know he was going to be there. I guess he was waiting for his friends, but we're like, oh my God. But he didn't talk to us.
That sounds like it would be like a hidden camera show or something. It's
no,
like
it wasn't. He didn't speak or he didn't take his sunglasses off either to even address us.
You're sure it was him?
Yeah, no, for sure. It was him. Yeah, well, because they told us it was like, if it's going to happen, we're like, okay.
Oh my God.
I forget why we didn't say hi. I think we were scared.
We have some questions for you.
Oh, please.
So Pete has some questions for you.
Five questions.
Where did you guys meet, first of all?
Ooh.
Where did we meet?
Yeah.
Ashley's car broke down. Tinder wasn't around back then, was it?
Your car broke down and then you took out your boobs someone would help you?
I pulled the car over. I was like, hey, baby.
I dated a friend of his, but
I came in and took that.
No, that's not at all what happened. No.
Edit that out.
No. I was dating a friend of his. That's how we met. we became good friends, and like years later we started dating.
Oh, you didn't like sneak off to the laundry room and hook up?
No,
like,
I always had a crush on him, but but by the time him and I broke up, he was dating somebody, and then I started dating somebody, and then so then when we were both single, we were like, let's try this.
Wild.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Peter.
Yes. back to our questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each of these.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We'll start easy. What's your favorite drink?
Oh, I mean vodka soda. I mean that's like the easy one. Mm. But I drink wine. I love wine.
No beer.
It's like you get too full, and it's like, what's the point? And then it's like it doesn't even get you drunk. I'll do like beer and shots, like if to be polite. But I'm not like gonna sit up like
order a shot of beer.
No, a beer and a shot.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I would just say white wine.
Your favorite song?
Tatiana. Bust down, Tatiana.
Yes. Yes. If you were sex position, which one would you be and why?
Whatever one I can just lay on my back and not do anything. Because I'm a fat, lazy slob and I don't want to be jiggling on top of no man with the lights on. Thank you anyway.
Thank you anyway.
Who do you hate?
The smile.
I hate Zendaya.
What?
And I hate Northwest.
The
they're
baby?
They're both cunts. Yeah. That baby, yeah, she's a little asshole. You heard it here first.
We'll dive into that later.
I always talk about that. She just looks like an entitled cunt.
I happen to like them both very much. Thank you.
And I know I'm talking about a 5-year-old here, but just look at her nasty face and her entitled attitude. It's like, I know where she gets it from. Her parents are assholes.
Oh, my God. I feel like talking about the Kardashians is like spitting in the face of the Illuminati, so I'm not even going to say anything.
It's all good fun. But you know, what I'm talking about? And now that little Penelope starting scratching people. You gotta watch out for those kids.
I saw that trailer where it was like
Corey said, "I'm gonna beat your ass," and she's like, "You're gonna kiss my 2-year-old daughter's ass." Like, calm down,
Scott. Sounded just like him. By the way, I love your Skims commercial.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
Probably yeah. the well, best
I was
thing.
Honored that Kim actually included me in the campaign.
Yeah, it was
great.
When
she sent me the pieces, I said, you know what, Kim?
I'm going to share it on the podcast Instagram right. so right, people good. Know what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, no, and then I sent into the DMs of Skims, and they wrote me back. I said, can you please make a men's tank? Because I wear Spanx for men almost every day.
Yeah.
It's just like a tank top. Like, it's like a guinea tee, but it's like stretchy. I said, make a men's one. I said, you know,
yeah,
why not? I'd wear it.
I feel like that's next.
And they sent me back some like generic message, like we appreciate your feedback, and we will get it to the right hands. I said, girl, how many people are DMing the Skims campaign, girl? Calm down with your generic fucking answering machine.
You're well, like, did you see the work I put into that commercial?
I know.
Like,
I didn't edit it. I had a person do it.
You did?
Yeah.
I was pretty, when Ashley showed me.
Did you get aroused?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
You did.
She showed me the original first, and I was like, yo, I need to make a commercial. And then she's like, wait. And then she showed me yours. I was like, God damn.
I showed him Kendall's, and then I was like, wait for
my
it.
My name is Kendall. Like, you know your name, you asshole.
No, I love, she's like a 00, and it's like, what are you self-conscious about? She's like, my broad
my
shoulders.
Yeah,
I
was like
my favorite part of it is my height. It's like, fuck off.
Your shoulders.
My broad shoulders.
Yeah, mine is my gunt and my bitch tits. That's a gut and a cunt put together.
I like that. Yeah, same.
I feel like I'm getting one.
Wait, is there more questions?
Yeah, there's one more. This is actually this is my favorite question.
Yeah, Joey and I are on a side conversation.
This was my second favorite question.
Okay.
I want to know the last time you cried.
Oh, I cried this week.
Why?
I watched something.
This Is Us.
No,
Thank you.
It was this week probably. I watched Some I don't know, something on TV, something on Netflix. I forget what it was, but it was like a tearjerker.
So you don't watch This Is Us?
No, what is it about? Is that with Mandy Moore?
Yeah.
Oh, no, my God. I love it, but anytime Pete comes home from work, if I'm watching it, he just rolls his eyes at me.
Where do you guys live?
We're over in Franklin Lakes right now.
Yeah, New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
And wait, I was doing some cryptic stalking. Where did your mom and us and the other guy move?
The other guy.
Is it your stepdad? I don't know what you call
him. Yeah, the one they call Chris.
They're in Nevada. Sorry.
Why did they move out there?
My dad got back into the apparel industry, and his brother lives out there, and that's where like their main office is.
Oh.
So they're out there, and
your
they go back
to live
and
out
forth.
There. Is that where they met?
So my backstory is so complicated. They met in Chicago. While they were looking for a cell phone. They were there for a trade show. My mom was like modeling. Whoa. And then my dad was there with doing apparel stuff.
Dad meeting Chris.
Chris, yeah. Okay, I've been calling him dad since I was in like fifth grade. Same. But they, yeah, so they met in Chicago, but then he would visit in Las Vegas. And then, yeah, so she's back out there. I have my grandparents there, my uncle.
They have a cousins. Huge mansion. Everything's so affordable out there.
Yeah, it's like. Everything.
Do you have an elevator?
You can get so much. No elevator, but well, I mean, you can
house,
get a lot
your house
for
your house in
money.
Jersey pretty much had an elevator. Can you imagine what you can get out there for that much money?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're loving
it. Do they have
it.
A spare room that I can stay in?
I'm sure, yeah. Okay. I'm sure they'd be more than happy.
Okay. I never met your, I probably met your mom.
No, you met my mom because I was with her the night I met you.
Yes.
At the Envy watch party.
That's right. I forgot.
You were like... I remember you came up to me and you were like, I'm Joey. And you were like so drunk. And I was like, yes, I'm going to be friends with this guy.
Yeah. There was free champagne.
Yeah. There was champagne everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I was drunk too.
Ashley doesn't drink anymore though.
You don't?
She's
No, I drink. It's just, it takes very little to get me drunk now. Like we'll be at dinner and I'll get a martini and I'm like,
well, that's
going to
knock
your
dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
Why don't you ease in, girl, with a spritz or something?
I love it because I have a designated driver.
Yeah. Sort of.
True dat.
True dat.
Yeah.
And how old's your kid?
He just turned 3.
Yeah, just turned 3.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. We left him with a babysitter for the first time today.
Today?
Yeah. Today.
So we're anticipating a text message that something is...
I know, I keep checking my phone. I'm just
he
like...
He escaped.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's
my God.
She's great, though. She's great. I trust her.
Do you know her? Did you get her at care.com?
No, she...
Craigslist.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Now, Craig, I stopped babies. Using Craigslist after they took away all those dirty ads and stuff. There's nothing fun to do on there.
Really?
Like, I mean,
I haven't checked out Craigslist in a while. But...
Well, they don't even have like the missed connections anymore, and that's a big thing in New York.
That's so fun, the missed connections.
Yeah,
I used to love
best.
Reading that for fun.
Me too. So it was like, you know, like, and I used to like wear things like on the train when I was younger.
Like
to
purposely
be like,
yeah, to be identified.
Like, to be identified. Like, you know, the guy in the green shirt that says, you know, fuck me, I'm Italian. I was like... So that was me. That was me. It was Tuesday. I remember.
You know what? Do you remember Chat Roulette? Were you?
Yes, I do.
Remember that fun time?
Yeah, Chat Roulette. That's when you like would just go on the webcam and like see who popped up next. Yeah. And it was always like a group of 13-year-old girls at a sleepover going.
Yeah.
We'd be looking for the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
That's what it
is. Or someone hanging themselves.
Oh my God.
Do people do that?
I think it was fake, but I saw it.
I'm like, how many clicks can you get after you do it? It's like,
yeah.
You can't really advance the next one, especially if you get a bot. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's some guy fucking with those, and it was probably just something that he had looped. But
I remember it's exactly like what you said, because I was like 13. It'd be me with my friends, and we'd be
that's
on Chat Roulette.
My mother, oh my God, my mother, she's passed. But we, when that used to be on, me and my sister would be joking around, and then my mother was fucking and she was a nut job. She would come on the thing and take out her tits. And like and be like, ooh. And like be joking around, we'd be on the floor like, oh my God. And like, it's like teenage boys be like screaming. It was the funniest fucking thing.
I miss it.
I remember that.
You know, we need a Chat Roulette back.
Well, they probably had something. It wasn't Chat Roulette. It was called Omegle, I think. It's the other one.
I don't know what that is.
It's the same thing, but they like, I don't know. But yeah, we would, and people would do that. Like people, celebrities would go on there and be like, and surprise
the Jonas
people.
Brothers used to always be on there. So we would always go on trying to like get on Chat Roulette with the Jonas Brothers. I remember, but it would just be dicks.
The dicks to Jonas Brother ratio on Chat Roulette was probably like 5 million to 1.
I mean, that's all you need. Yeah. To be
like,
honest,
no one cared about like age. There's so many different age dicks.
That's like that's like the black. That's like the black web on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
The dark web.
Yeah, the dark web. Yeah.
Well, now they have the Instagram Lives, which is like the same thing, but you can like choose who you go home with.
Yeah, you can do like private ones now. Is that what you're talking about?
Like, it's or just like, or in general, you can like, request to be with the person, like, you know, whoever's on, you can like request to be with them on the live, and then like the split screen happens.
Yeah.
So if you're initiating Instagram Live, you don't know who you're accepting. So it could be anything.
What do you mean?
No, you do.
You get a request. It'll say like, Pete Maleo wants to join your conversation
join
or
the
something.
Chat
like
or whatever.
Never accept that.
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh my God.
But I haven't done that. I don't like to be on live because I can't filter that. So it's like, you know.
You could put the doggy ears and all that shit on it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider doing stand up? I know you said you feel like you couldn't go live because of filtering it, but I could see you doing something like stand-up.
No, I mean filtering
like
my fat fucking stomach. And,
oh, I thought you meant
and,
like what you're
triple
saying.
Chin. No, I'm talking about my double chin.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah, I would love to stand-up. I mean, I kind of ease into it, but it's the most terrifying thing you can do. Like, I'd rather jump off a building. It's
have,
like,
have
it's
you
like,
tried really? It at all? Or?
Here and there I've dabbled with like little scene, little cameos and things like that.
Because
like,
your
I
Instagram is like hilarious.
Oh, thank
I could
you.
Totally
well,
see you.
I also feel like if you've done the live podcast,
it's kind of the same thing. But it's like, you know, when you have that, when it's just you by yourself without bantering with someone else, it's like, it's like you're terrified of like not like making your punchlines or
you should use this tour that you're about to do as like a your guinea pig.
Yeah, we said that. Yourself.
Yeah, open for yourself.
We talked about doing that, like making fun. I'm like, okay, now do it. And like, you know, I would like put a skit on. Like, okay, now you have to go and pretend that this is a real audience and like and just do it. It's like I'm comfortable with all my fans. They're all like drunk slobs anyway, so it's like
they're gonna love you no matter what.
Yeah, so I can't really mess it up. But it's just, you know, when you do a real comedy show, like they're not, you know, no one's there just to see you. They're like seeing like other things.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of really be good.
Now, are you still doing makeup and everything?
Yeah. I mean, I have to go. I dabble.
You dabble.
I usually just do like my regular clients that I do like for like whatever. And then I do, I go on TV in Russia.
Moscow, I know. So. That's like so crazy.
So I sell makeup. Like, you know, the home shopping networks.
Yeah.
So I do the same thing a bit over there. And I do it in Germany and Italy as well. So I kind of just go over there and I just...
Do you have a translator? Do you speak it?
Yeah, no, I don't speak a lick of any of that. So they just translate. So it's like, I have like someone in my ear telling me what the lady is saying next to me. And then someone's telling the lady what I'm saying. And then another man is the voice, as my voice is being said to like the audience. What they
are you
say.
Ever concerned they're like selling you for like sex trafficking? Or do you like...
I don't care what the fuck they say. And my translators know me by now. So sometimes I'll just be like fucking so over it. And I'll just like... like blab, like blah 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 blah, blah. And I was just make shit up, please. And I'm going my mouth, I'm saying that because no one else can hear me besides the translator.
Right.
So I'm like, I was like, can you just fucking, you know, fill this up with some words, girl. I don't really feel like doing this. I'm like,
Oh my god.
So I do that, and then I do like some things, but I'm not like, you know, avidly like going out seeking makeup jobs. But if like it happens, I still want to keep that, you know, a skill. It's like I don't want to forget to like ride my bike in case, you know.
Yeah, that's like me right now.
Did you recently just do a GoFundMe?
No.
Or what was it, Patreon? What?
No.
What?
My CB2? My CB2 registry?
There you go. The registry. GoFundMe.
So everyone
I don't know what
thinks,
it's called.
It was a registry. I pretended I was getting married and I put a registry out. Well, I didn't pretend.
It's doing very well.
It did really well. Yeah. And everyone's like, I'm so sad. And the people are writing to me saying, what's such, I'm so upset. I missed the charity. Where are all the donations going? I was like, to my house, bitch.
The charity.
That's, charity, bitch. I'm the poor.
The Joey Kamasta Foundation.
I don't have a job.
I need to know right now, what was the best gift you got so far?
Off the registry?
Yeah.
So I registered at CB2 just for like new home. You can register for like birthday or anniversary or whatever. So I just put new home. And I didn't think anyone was going to really buy anything. I just did it like to like fuck with my friends. Be like, I'm poor if anyone wants to buy me something. And then I like was drunk one night and I told everyone on Instagram to do the swipe up, and then I got like almost 45% or 50% of my gifts.
That's amazing.
That I asked for, not expensive stuff, but the biggest one I got that I really liked was this like statue of David. It's like a bust. It's like a big, like, I don't know, it's like $180 or something. It's like a big like fucking bust. It's like, you know, from like,
yeah.
So that
I got,
awesome.
And she's like, I liked it so much, I got one for myself too. I said, you go, bitch. But the trick is you have to do it when it's like later, like on a Friday when they're all drunk and fucked up at the club. Like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And they start like, not that I'm trying to trick my fans, but it's like, you know.
I was expecting you to say like, I got this really cool coffee machine or something. You're like, oh, I got a statue of David.
No, I didn't do any electronics. And my house is literally the size of this table. So it's like... Yeah,
it's
when you
a
live,
big table.
When you live in New York City, it's like you can't get. I mean, it's not tiny, but it's not like I can't do cartwheels.
Yeah,
I just feel like that's like the best.
Maybe
idea.
A somersault, but
I kind of want to try. I feel like no one would send me shit though.
I'll buy you something for registry, or I'll re-gift something for my registry.
Share your registry here in case anyone listening wants.
Yeah,
to get
anyone
you
wants to, you can go to cb2.com and enter my name, Joey Kamasta, in the registry, and just get. I really want my bedding. So if anyone's listening here, can your rich parents buy me the bedding?
Maybe. Yeah, okay. I can request
it. I want the bedding,
it.
And I also want the dresser that I put on there. But we'll see.
The dresser.
Can you imagine?
Bedding and dresser.
I was like, fuck it. I said, might as well tick off everything I want.
You should. Yeah, you should. Register for more things.
There's
now.
Be one drunk like, rich person out
absolutely.
There listening.
Are you listening?
There are so many rich people out there that could be buying us poor people things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. I should give my Venmo. That works for my cousin.
If you give to charities, it's all going to corrupt politicians and drug addicts on the street. At least I'm honest. I'm a fat gay guy with no money. So.
And he's a fun time. So
yeah,
he deserves
just
it more.
Buy me some stuff, please. Yeah. It's all good fun.
My cousin gives out his Venmo on his podcast, and it does well. No, he gets things.
Oh, that's like ad for money.
No, what happened is it started as a joke. He like set his Venmo on there as a joke, and then people started. Go ahead.
I don't even know what it is.
That's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna be like, oh, and subscribe to my podcast at radio.com and send me money on my Venmo.
Wait, actually, I have a Venmo request for weed in my thing right now.
Stop.
My friend gave me a weed pen yesterday, and I was like, just Venmo me, and I was, you know, because I didn't have the pen. And so he gave it to me, and I was like, so there's a Venmo request for weed in my thing right now.
Do they have like dispensaries here yet, or is that just West Coast?
My favorite thing about Venmo is how you could leave comments on what you're buying or paying for.
Yeah.
So whenever I like send my friends money, I'm always like, this is for the robe
and duct tape. Eggplant
emoji. Yeah.
The eggplant emoji. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
All right, I have some questions for you.
Yes.
All right. Still?
I'm not done. I got
to just leave us alone, actually. Yeah. My God.
Don't you have to go somewhere?
Sorry.
All right. So
I'll see myself out.
We're hooking up.
So for those of you who may not know, I live with generalized anxiety disorder and depression. It can be really exhausting some days. Not everyone understands the importance of mental health. Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. And that's why I've looked into new resources such as BetterHelp. BetterHelp connects you with licensed professionals and is available worldwide. You can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. It's available on desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. All of the therapists are specialized in anxiety, depression, anger, stress, relationships, trauma, grief, self-esteem, LGBTQ matters, family matters, and even sleeping. And most importantly, anything that you share is confidential. If you aren't happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time, no additional charge. So if there's something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. They even offer financial aid to those who qualify. And as a Making It Up As I Go listener, you can get 10% off your first month with discount code Ashley. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/Ashley. That's A-S-H-L-E-E. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with the counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/Ashley. BetterHelp is not a crisis line.
I have some questions. So it's week 5 of football.
Okay.
I know that you're a huge football fan.
No, I have some new boyfriends in the football games.
That's what I which ones?
They're both on the same team. I've recently discovered them. They're on the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh. Aaron Rodgers?
No, he's a skinny fuck. Danny Vitale.
Hold on, I'm going to pull these guys up. So.
Oh my God, Danny Vitale's like a number one. And then there's a new one. I don't know his name, though. It's number 85. So I basically I like watching football, but I like it when I can't see their faces on the thing because they have those little hats on. So I like when they put their little picture up on the thing, and then I can see
when
they
say like where they went to college and stuff. Too.
Yeah, and then their little pictures up. There he is. That's my boyfriend.
They look good. He's cute. Look, yeah.
He's cute. And he's married. And the cool thing about him, he had Weezer play at his wedding.
That's awesome.
Really?
I've been stalking his life. Yeah,
that is awesome.
His wife's pretty.
So cool.
I hope nothing bad happens to her.
Oh my God.
Then we have to get married. And then number 85. Look him up. Let's I have see. A picture on my phone. Where's my phone?
Oh, is it in the Uber? Is it in the Uber?
No, it's on the floor.
Oh,
hold on.
We're going to have to go to a Baptist church, say some prayers, and...
Oh, Lord. did you find him? He's number 85. He's my boyfriend. And then I have other boyfriends on the football teams, too.
Let me see.
Who else do I like?
Oh, they're looking it up right now.
Okay.
What's his name? Lou?
Robert.
Let me see his face.
Yeah.
Is he the hot...
Helmet on.
Yeah. Hot blonde with an ass, don't quit? No, that's not him.
So you like the Packers?
That's not him.
Well, I like them today, but I mean, I don't really care. As long as I can see... that's the only ones I see.
So I'm going to ask you...
That's
him.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
Isn't
he jawline. He looks
like the tight end. What position is
he? It's number 85. Does that mean anything?
Maybe a receiver. What do you think, Bri?
Are you trying to say something over there?
No.
I'd like to be the receiver. I'd like to be the receiver. On the end of that huddle.
Oh, my God.
So week 5, and then who's the big winners?
So you're going to tell me. So right now,
he wants you to predict.
Okay, you're going to predict which teams are going to win these games.
Okay, Danny Dimes is going to win.
Yes, that's so I guess the Giants versus the Vikings, you're going Giants.
Oh, Vikings?
Yeah.
Oh, my friends are from Minnesota and they love the purple team.
So you're going Vikings?
The purple
now?
Team.
Well, are they who's oh no, I'm going to say Giants cuz I
Danny Dimes, baby.
Yeah, I want to touch him.
All right. And I have two more just, you know, just this is for fantasy purposes.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Let's see. Packers, Cowboys.
Packers, because my boyfriends are on the team.
All right, and lastly, we're going to go Chiefs and Colts.
What colors do they wear?
Colts are blue and white.
What color? Like a nice blue or like aqua?
Let's see.
Like teal, a generic blue.
I'm going to say this here so everyone can hear it. Teal is the color. Teal is the color of poverty.
What?
Just trust me when I say this. It just is.
Teal is the color.
Wait, where did that come from? I need to dive into that deeper.
Think about a teal car. Have you ever seen someone with a teal car that wasn't poor white trash?
Oh my God. That's so true.
Yeah.
Actually,
Google. Or like a teal like coach bag.
It's if you're like, listening to this podcast from a teal car right now, I'd like to apologize. Yeah. But
go to Mako.
Probably.
Go to Mako and switch that up, girl.
I'm looking right now at Google. It says poverty has no color.
Or teal hoops. Imagine teal plastic hoops. Oh. Just think about there's nothing chic about the color teal. It's the grossest color ever.
Hoops in general, though, side note to that, I showed Pete recently. I was looking to get a pair of hoops.
I like hoops.
They have them, like, it was touching the shoulders. Is that a thing?
That's too much.
Right?
What if you sneeze, like, you could hula and then you rip your fucking holes out?
Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so teal, so it's a blue, Colts blue, and what's the other color?
The Chiefs, so red and white.
Oh, I like blue. I like that horseshoe. Who's that?
Yeah, the Colts. Colts.
Yeah, that one I want.
That All one.
Right, so that answers my fantasy
And now we're
going to
see who wins.
Yeah. So, Joey, if you pick the winners, I'm going to be very happy.
Oh, good.
I don't think, you know what, as a prize, you should get him something off the registry.
I am.
Okay, good.
I absolutely am.
Perfect.
That's great.
I always say that, I don't know much about sports, but I said, and I didn't know if it was a thing or not, and my friends who watch sports tell me there's a real name for it. I think, but if you're at your house playing the game, you're of course more likely to win the game if you're at your own house.
Yeah, so home team advantage.
That's what it's called.
Yep. Yeah, that's true, because you feel like that energy from the crowd.
Yeah, it's like if I'm hosting a dinner party at someone else's house, like, I don't know where she keeps her fucking peeler. It's like, I can't perform the way I need to.
Like, I think just the energy, too.
Pills?
It's like they
it's
can
like, I need to have access to all my pills? I don't have time to be looking around for shit.
Did you ever play any sports when you were
young? Tonsil hockey. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was your record?
Oh, I don't know.
Undefeated?
No, I did play. I did play sports. I played soccer. And then my sister and all her friends would come to like the practice and the games and stuff like that. So they'd be like always like off on the fields, like hanging out in the woods and stuff. So I'd always drift off the field to just go talk to my
Where's
friends.
Where's the goalie?
Okay, and then I was like at the big game, like the big end of the game of the season. I don't think it was like Pop Warner or something. And I was like, I said, let me just try to do this one time and get it over. So then I started kicking the ball, like trying to going toward the goal. And I'm like screaming like, oh my God, no one's stopping me. No one's stopping me. And I was like, yes. And I'm like, everyone's screaming my name. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. So I made the goal. I kicked the goal, but it was for the other team.
Oh my God.
I didn't know which side to throw it at. So I was like, oh, I kicked it. And I won the game for the other team.
How old were you?
Like 22. I'm joking. I don't know, like 12 or 13.
You
know.
Can't say you didn't score.
Yeah.
So that's the last kind of sports I played.
Yeah.
So to recap,
water sports. Sorry.
You did water sports?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I laid in the bathtub and had Jerome piss on me. Like a lady.
Yes.
Like a lady. Your delivery is phenomenal. You definitely need to do stand up.
When God's cursed you with this body, girl, you have to have something going for you.
Oh my God. To recap though, so you're still doing makeup, but you're venturing.
Yeah, I'll do makeup. Yeah, so if you're like a client that wants me, I'm not going to Cheryl's like wedding doing a trial. I'm not doing that kind of shit. But I think if you're a big corporation, you need like a makeup artist to be like the head makeup artist of a new TV or movie project. I can do that.
Yeah.
If you're really rich, and want to like fly me somewhere, I'll do that. But yeah, I'm not like doing bar mitzvahs anymore.
Yeah. And you're doing your podcast, you're going on tour.
And then I do, what else do I do? We do a YouTube channel. me and Snooki. Do you I had to go there after here.
Oh, and you were on Chopped recently.
Oh, I was on Chopped.
That's
fun.
I love
about
Chopped.
Did you watch it?
It was a pleasant surprise.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be honest.
That was a nightmare.
You post on your stories the food that you cook, man.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it looks good.
I love cooking. And I did have, me and Nicole had a cooking show for one season on MTV Digital. And then they never asked us back.
Really?
Why? Yeah.
I'm actually surprised
what did
by
you
that.
Do?
We nothing.
I just
thought it was
like a break because like maybe she had the baby or whatever. See. But
yeah, I love doing cooking. That's like my thing. I would love to have a cookbook.
Yeah.
Do you have any books?
Do I have any books?
I would love to do a cookbook and go on a book tour.
Do it.
I know. You can't just make a book.
It's do you have a title in mind?
You have totally.
Kiki Cuisine.
Kiki Cuisine. That's cute. Mm-hmm. That's adorable. Yeah.
That's trademark, motherfuckers. So don't try
Like, don't take it from me.
Yeah, like fucking Cardi B, always stealing my lines.
So your goals right now are to write a cookbook go on a book tour for that.
Yeah, fulfill my CB2 registry.
Fulfill your CB2 registry. I always say follow your bliss. So.
Get my my liposuction surgery from Dr. Tutela.
Ooh, who's that?
He's the only plastic surgeon to go to. He's the best.
Really? Where's he based?
He's based in Livingston, New Jersey, and also New York City. Dr. John Paul Tutela. He does everyone.
I'm going to look into that. That's the kind of information I want for my podcast.
No, he's
trying
the best.
To find
girls,
out
if you
all
want
the
some
secrets.
New titties, he's the king of breast implants. But he does everything. He's phenomenal.
Have you had any work done?
No.
No?
I just started injections this year.
Yeah?
For those, I go to... Dr. Rich Maggio I forget names on the flight. Dr. Rich Maggio in New Providence, New Jersey.
Yeah.
At About Face by Luminous. And he gives me all my injections there.
What
and I
do
have
you
cool
get?
Sculpting there.
Cool sculpting, love.
And I think give my name at the front desk and get like a discount or something.
Ooh.
I forget what the deal was. I signed some contract. I don't remember what it is.
So what are you doing for filler or Botox? What are you doing?
I do Restylane under my eyes.
Okay.
And then I just do the Botox like wherever he wants to do it. But I want to do it. And I do the cool sculpting there too, which really works.
It does work. I did it a long time ago and it worked for me. I want to go again.
Yeah, I definitely want to go
you
back.
You did it like here,
I did it and
right?
then it backfired.
It backfired.
Well, no, it didn't backfire. I didn't do it again. It was like, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I feel like it's like swollen for like, 2 months or something? Yeah. And then it goes away
within
like
2 months. You can't feel
your
whole side.
That's a long time to not feel something.
Yeah. And then it's like, you see the results like within 6 months. You're like.
Yeah. This just starts coming off.
Yeah. But it's cool. It works.
Mm-hmm.
What was my other question I had for you? Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you before I forget. What is the deal with you and Caitlin and Sophia?
Actually, I have that actually pulled up right now. I wanted to show him
Sophia.
The video.
Yeah.
Do you know who this guy is?
Yes. Good. He's funny. So Caitlin and Sophia.
Because you post about them all the time, and I'm like, where did this begin? Is it an obsession or a feud? Or
no,
what
it's
is
not a feud. It's not a feud.
Feud.
It's an obsession.
You love
I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
So Caitlin Marie, well, that's a whole other story when she shows her middle name without me,
yeah,
unbeknownst to me.
The like goddess party she had?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. It's just the best thing that could ever happen to me. It's like... It's like hard. It's just like it was just everything. Just the timing, the devastation of the family. It was just like, where the hell did this come from? And then Bruce becoming Caitlin. It was just like it was just everything I needed in life. And I know this is morbid, but it's like this is a funny story. I was like, I'm so obsessed with it. It was like all I can think about. And it even came down to the one year anniversary of my mother's passing. And we all go to church and they do the mass for her and everything like that. And when after I got my communion, and you're supposed to go down and kneel and talk to like the dead. The only thing I could do, the first thing I had to tell my mother, I was like, Ma, you would not believe it. I said, Caitlin, Bruce became Caitlin. And I was like telling my mother the whole story. That was the first thing I said to her when I was in church talking to my dead mother. I was like, girl, you are missing out. But I'm just so sad. And then Caitlin got a girlfriend, a 21 year old, a model, lesbian. Trans activist, philanthropist, Sophia Marie. Sophia, what's her last name? Hutchins. And now she's taking her act on the road. She has a little business going. She has a Fortune 500 business called Lumisol.
What?
It's a brand of SPF, cruelty-free, biodegradable SPF products.
I don't think that's funny. It's just
I know.
The fact that you know all of this
is
funny.
Yeah, so Caitlin is like my number one, like
you love.
I love Caitlyn Marie and I was Caitlyn Jenner. But she did her announcement ceremony and then she had all her friends out by the pool. She they said, daughter of God, what shall your name be called? And she goes, and it was like a very dramatic moment. And she goes, doom, Caitlin Marie Jenner. I was like, what? What? I said, where did Marie come from? I was not ready for, I knew her name was Caitlin, but the Marie part just really threw me for a loop. And ever since then, everyone I know is, I put the little name Marie in there for it.
I know Brody Jenner, her son, just got
recently got divorced from the original Caitlyn.
From the original Caitlyn. Do you think they were destined to get divorced? Because I don't think, like, isn't that crazy? That has to be like a mind fuck.
Besides Caitlyn, anyway, I mean, she obviously robbed the name, but you know, she was probably pissed because Caitlyn, the original Caitlyn. So if you don't know, Brody Jenner married some girl named Caitlyn.
Yeah.
With a K.
Yeah.
And then. After, you know.
Is it with a K?
It's with a K.
It is with a K.
That's why Kayla Murray had to use it with a C.
Okay.
But I was like, I wonder now that they broke up. Well, if you don't know, they broke up. And then and then Caitlyn, Brody's ex-wife, started having a lesbian affair with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Now they broke up too. Can't keep up.
With the Kardashians.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just feel like to be a man who's dad is now Caitlyn and then your wife is Caitlyn, I feel like you can't like have sex and be like Caitlyn without thinking of your father.
Well, you can say Caitlyn, but then if you're talking about the mother, you have to say Caitlyn. There's two.
Oh my God.
I'm actually looking up, I guess this is...
Joey Camasta? Oh, yeah, there they are. There's my gals.
Yeah.
There she is.
Yeah. You see this?
I think Caitlyn, for as tall as... Bruce was, I think, did a pretty good job.
She looks great.
I think she looks great.
She looks eloquent.
Yeah.
For a 75-year-old hussy.
You know, she's
75.
How old is she?
68.
How old is she?
Let's see.
She is older. Yeah. I didn't realize that. They're like all frozen in time.
She gets
now.
All hussied up and hits the streets.
Speaking of age,
69
though.
69 years old.
Back to you hating Northwest. Where did that come from? Just the facial expression?
Yeah. Or. I mean, I just think she's an asshole. I think that she, you know, I just think she looks very intense. She looks like she's mean to other kids. It looks like she walks
really?
Around. Yeah, there
I
she
think
is.
She's so cute.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think she'll, I think she might grow out of it, but I just think right now she's like very entitled. I think it's more from her
she
father.
She has to be spoiled. I think it's her father. Because her parents are Kim and Kanye
it's
West.
It's not supposed to be spoiled, but it's just about like, you know, like that she's better than other people. That's what she feels. That's how I feel she acts.
But I don't get that vibe,
because Kim's very sweet. Kim's very sweet. I think it's that cult leader, Kanye Kardashian.
Kanye Kardashian.
He's starting a cult. Did I show you that?
Yeah, the church, right?
That's not a cult.
Girl, he's starting some weird Charles Manson follower shit.
No.
With that church, yes, girl.
I think it's just like a music-based church.
Right now.
They're really into like the...
Yeah. And then people start dropping like flies.
Yeah.
He's doing like a Christian album or something.
Oh, lovely.
What was that?
I hope it's out before the holidays.
Remember that cult in 1997, Heaven's Gate?
No.
What?
I wasn't invited.
Oh, I remember.
I wasn't invited.
This guy, I forget his name. They had like everyone come over and like they all killed themselves.
I wouldn't go near him.
I remember that. I was in like sixth grade.
No. How did you pull that up so fast?
He has it on his favorite.
Yeah. He's my...
Can I look through your search history?
What's that?
Can I look through your search history?
Oh, shit.
It's probably all porn.
Yeah, let me delete it real quick.
I went through his search history one time.
Sorry.
But like I was using his laptop for something.
Were there nude photos of me?
No. I was using his laptop. I went through his search history. It was like porn. And then it was like different... men that have killed their wives. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, how do you transition from porn to like wanting to kill your wife?
When people ask, like, what's married life like? That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's porn and trying to kill your wife.
Yeah. And then his defense, because I confronted him, obviously. I was like, you trying to kill me now?
Now I got to defend myself before you die.
He was like, no, I just wanted to know more about Scott Peterson.
No, it was Chris Watts, that guy who
Chris
killed
Watts.
His...
Oh, yeah. He was gay, and he boiled his kids in
an
incinerator.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I just, damn.
Yeah, he was gay, and then he killed his wife and his two kids.
Wow.
So I was just like, I couldn't believe it. This happened like a year ago. But the crazy part
I can't wait till the story comes out. I'm obsessed with the true crime movies.
Yeah, Netflix.
So I can't wait till that story comes out.
Well, there was a documentary on it, I think either on YouTube that I watched or it was on Netflix. And I was just like, this guy is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you listen to any true crime stuff, or do you watch any of those documentaries?
No, I watch documentaries, but I don't listen to like the ones like that.
Did you watch Making a Murderer? That
yes.
big one.
Oh my God,
what do
of
you
course.
Think?
Well,
innocent
now you
or
see
guilty?
The new thing.
No,
Sean Avery, that guy.
You didn't see what happened this week?
No.
Someone else announced that they murdered the woman. Someone else, another Wisconsin man, confessed to the murders, and he's in prison for life for another murder, and he came out a couple days ago and said that he confessed to the murder that Avery and his nephew are in prison for.
Oh my
wow.
God!
So now they got to do a whole investigation if this is true or not, because the thing is, he's going to be in prison no matter what for his life because he was convicted of that murder. So by him saying that he just killed this woman too, and the other guys get out, it doesn't matter to him because he's going to die in prison anyway. So I don't know. Everyone thinks it's fake, but
like he convinced him to be like, just confess for,
yeah,
to this for
these
me.
People
or
have never, they have, they
they're
never,
not, they're not in the same
not,
prison.
They're not in cahoots,
or like,
yeah. No.
Hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah. So
have you seen The Staircase?
What's it about?
It's like that husband.
The
who,
husband, the wife like falls on the stairs. No. And she like
she they, dies, but like
there's a theory that there's like an owl did it. Like an owl got in the house and made her fall. And
but you know, blood was like all on the ceiling walls.
I kind of think it was the owl. I'm kind of down with that theory.
Was that channel's on? I'll write that down on my notes.
Netflix. Yeah,
it's called The Staircase.
The Staircase. It's intense.
Yeah, is it a real show?
Yeah, no, it's real.
Yeah, it's real. It's
the same as Making a Murder.
Yeah,
it's
exactly the same concept, but like, yeah.
Oh, I like it.
It's like a husband defending himself.
I just watched you pretend to write in your notes.
Well, I forgot.
How dare you?
I was going to write it down.
How dare you?
For the record, Joey, I don't give a shit if you listen to if you watch it or not.
Let me write that down in my notes. And then he just checked the time and put the phone back down. How dare you?
Well, it's easy to remember The Staircase. So I don't have to write it down now.
It's okay. I don't care. I didn't direct it or star in it, so I don't care. I was just asking. Do you have any other favorites, though, that you've seen?
Oh, yeah. I liked the... I'm obsessed with the one for the
JonBenet.
No, I like the Aaron Hernandez case.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is that that's the football player?
The football player.
Yeah,
that's very thrilling. So I've been watching that one a lot.
What's that? Is that on Netflix? Or?
That, oh, and then the one and then there's a new one about not new one. It's about I can't. I'm going to botch his name, and then I'm going to have the Muslim community come at me. I forget his name, but it was he was dating this girl, and they were teenagers.
Oh.
Saran. Ahmad or something.
Yeah, I don't know the name either, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and there's a whole podcast based on it, like called. Oh no, this we gotta fact check this.
Yeah,
and
I will.
And so people aren't like hung on to this, but I loved that one too.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't watched
and
that one
that,
yet,
that
but
Jay
that's bookmarked.
It. Yeah,
you know who you think you know.
I think I know who did it.
See, I'm not. I'm behind. His name is Jay. So when I'm watching, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
He for sure did it.
You know what? Do you watch The Amazing Race at all?
No.
I feel like you would be great for that.
No.
People have told me that
you would
before.
Be great on Big Brother.
Yeah.
But do you watch Big Brother?
No. I've had friends that have been on that, but I was like, I never watched it.
He can't go on Big Brother because I want to go on Big Brother.
What do you do?
That
you
has
sit in a house?
To do
yeah,
with
that's
it.
That's it.
And say,
you would be amazing at Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah. But you can't drink in that house.
No, you can.
You
just
can, but
bit.
You're limited.
But
yeah.
That, no, thank you.
Yeah.
What friends of yours were on there?
Paulie Calafiori. Do you know him? He's on like the challenge and all those things.
Okay.
Jonathan Cheban
was on Big Brother.
Yeah. Jonathan Cheban.
He'll do everything.
Ross Matthews was on
it.
Oh,
I love Ross Matthews.
Who else? My friend Natalie. A few people. Yeah.
Oh, I love
a lot
Ross.
Of people. Yeah.
I want to do Jonathan. I want to do The Amazing Race or Big Brother so bad.
Well, I can't run that fast.
No, you
it's
don't
like,
have to.
Oh. Okay.
I was saying, you know, like it'd be funny if they're like, all right, ready, set, go, and you just run to the bar. You know,
yeah, I could do that.
Take advantage of happy hour, and then you know, just take an Uber.
But you have to get on planes, trains, and automobiles,
that's
and like
the
to
whole,
get to the
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it's like around the world thing, right?
But yeah, but like you know, like if you get to a puzzle,
Big Brother is more my speed. You go in the house, you're in there.
Do you win money?
It's yeah,
like
a lot of money.
I think it is
100,000.
500,000
for 3
then,
months.
And then what is the fan
but everyone
favorite?
Everyone gets that, and then
no.
you win more money.
So
well,
first
every,
place.
Well. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, first place takes 500,000, and then if you make it to jury, which I believe are like 8, right?
Yeah.
They all get paid, I think, weekly, however much, whatever it comes down to.
And then the fan favorite gets
25,000. But I mean, it's 3 months of hanging out and just like bullshitting and starting shit with people.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll try it.
I want you to. I want to watch you on TV.
Okay, me too.
Do you have a contract with Jersey Shore?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Nothing in stone.
You shine whenever you're on there.
Yeah, they're still filming that right now.
Yeah. I heard on the podcast.
Yeah. What are we doing? I don't know. Angelina's getting married.
Yeah.
She's getting married. There's a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Mike's out of prison. I haven't seen him yet. He's going to be with us.
I follow him on Instagram. He posted a picture.
I think we have a press trial this Wednesday.
Really?
That's cool.
He posted a picture recently, and he was like ripped again. Yeah. I was like, good for him, man.
Yeah, he got all his muscles back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because the situation was under construction, but now it's back.
Yeah, that's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to have babies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping she's pregnant right now.
Really?
No, I don't think they are. It's too quick. Maybe you can get pregnant so quickly. It only takes us one time.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, yeah.
That's all it took us.
Yeah, I think they're trying for ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Why not?
Well, what else do we have on the agenda, Joey?
Agenda?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Oh, nothing, girl. I mean, just hanging in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like to do my book. I'd love to star in a sitcom.
Oh my God, I could totally see you doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
you haven't
tried to
do anything like that?
Not yet, acting? But I'm going to try.
You are going to try?
Yeah. So should I get a headshot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You need headshot.
And I'm going to go out for pilot season.
You probably already have like an IMDb page. You just have to claim it.
Yeah.
Do that.
Because
you can put reality stuff as credit.
I'll do that and then I'll go out for pilot season. Is that coming up?
I don't know. I'm bad with all that. I could see you doing too. My friend, she did skits for Betches.
Oh, I know them.
Yeah.
My friend actually has just got signed on to be the video editor, the main video person.
Well, there you go. Go do some of those.
Yeah,
they're
they
funny.
Asked me to, yeah.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, I was on a podcast over there, the Everyone's Gay podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've turned into like a big corporation
frenzy.
Now. Yeah, it's like a whole media company now. Before it was just their little Instagram, but it's hilarious.
Yeah,
I love them. You should look into that. That can open doors.
Yeah, they asked me this week actually to do some videos. That's so funny.
Yeah, my friend does that and then she ended up going on Bravo on Summer House.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so she's going to be a guest on here soon.
Oh, good.
Hannah Berner.
Tina Berner?
Hannah Berner.
It's like, that's a drag queen.
Tina Berner. What would your drag queen name be?
Oh, God. Anita Mann.
Anita Mann with two N's.
Yeah, why not?
Pete, what would yours be?
Hold on. Let me think about this.
Don't act like you haven't thought about this already.
I swear to God, I haven't. See, I'm not good with that type of names. I'm not good with.
No?
No. I'm looking up drag queen names right now. None of these are.
Well, you have to be original.
Courtney Act.
Those are real drag queens already.
Oh.
Just curious, since we're here talking, who's the most annoying celebrity you ever met?
Dennis Rodman.
You met Dennis Rodman? Rodman?
Yeah, he was a jerk off.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Me and Nicole met him at a gay bar.
Wow.
And
I would love to see Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, he was
bar.
Just like a weird douche.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hated him.
Who was your favorite?
I don't really know. I just like, you know, everyone's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Northwest.
Except that bitch. Yeah. Fuck her.
Oh my God. Who was the other one you said? Zendaya. You don't like Zendaya?
No. I don't know who that is.
I don't know much about her.
Yeah.
She just
seems annoying.
Zendaya.
Really? I like her. You know who it is. She was in Greatest Showman. No. I like
She's
her.
In Euphoria.
Yeah, what is it about her that you don't like? I'm looking at her pictures right now.
I just think she seems entitled. More so in fashion as opposed to her acting things.
This is blasphemy.
Right now, Ashley's like,
I love Zendaya. I think she has great style.
I'm gonna learn more about her.
Yeah, maybe
and it's
that's
not
what
that
it.
I'm against shit talking. I just disagree with this.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley, who do you hate?
Who do I hate?
Yeah.
Danielle Staub.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Yep, that's it. That's literally the only person on earth I hate.
The one thing I will say about you, Ashley, is you do not hate people.
I really don't. That's the only person.
What is your sign?
Sagittarius.
Mm. And you?
Are you into astrology?
Cancer.
Yeah, I am. I like astrology.
What's your sign?
Capricorn. Mm-hmm. Is this vodka?
I wish.
We were going to get wine, but then no liquor stores are open.
Yeah, we don't need
that
right
we
now.
Failed on that. I was like.
Joey, don't say that to me. Please.
I was like, we should get stuff from Mimosas. And then
like
our only option was like, I think Costco. But we were like, we're not going to go to Costco. We're going to get the gigantic gallon thing of wine for like 9:30 in the morning.
They don't have alcohol in the Costco's in New York.
Really?
No.
They don't?
But you have alcohol in like every other place. Yeah. Pizza places have alcohol.
See, I have family in Texas, and I know they have the alcohol there. They do. I just assume they did here.
No, New York, because in New York, you can't sell beer and wine in the same place. They have beer, but they don't have wine or liquor.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
I never knew that either.
No, they can't serve. Yeah, they don't. I think wine and spirits you can't sell in the same place as beer.
Oh. See, so we would have been screwed anyway.
We would have been
screwed. So our Costco has beer, but they don't have anything else. It's like, I'd rather just have not the beer and like fucking big things of wine and vodka.
Yeah. But also I feel like 9:30 in the morning, me walking in there like, here's this, not even 9:30, it was like 8 a.m. It's like, can I get this gallon of, I need a handle of vodka and this gallon of Kirkland wine, please? Thank you.
Well,
classy. Oh my God. Where did the could I come from, by the way?
Oh, it's
and the should I?
Well, the should I was just like a second part of it. Could I started, when me and Nicole, we were in a hotel room in LA, and we were in the backyard, and we had this backyard like in the hotel room. So it was like a big fenced in area. So it was like a 50-foot fence. You couldn't see above it, but it was like, you know, we were back there hanging out like drunk one night, and we were like in our bathrobes, and like we just got out of the showers or something, that like, we're about to go out that night. So we're getting drunk and drinking, and in the backyard, and we hear people walking by behind us. Like, oh fuck. It was like, so we start peeking through, like, oh my God, this is the street. The back of our room is like on the street, side street. And we're like, that's so weird. So we hear people walking by. So we're like, oh my God, this is so fucking funny. So like, let's pretend we're having sex. So people are walking by, so we start making noises like, oh yeah, fuck me. Making all this noise, and people are like laughing. And then all of a sudden we see like the shadow like looking in, and it was some like old homeless man, and he was peeking at us. He goes, oh shit, could I call me? We're like, ah! And we ran back in the house and like locked the door and hid under the covers. We were terrified he was going to come get us. So that's where
could I come in?
It all makes sense now. That's awesome.
Because we were really convincing that we were having sex back there. That's so awesome. Oh, shit.
And, and should I is just an extension of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love. And I love the merch. Yeah, I want the could I pop socket.
I'll have to bring you on next time.
Yes, yeah. That's it. Could I? You have it. Show Pete. Like,
yes, I want that's awesome.
Could I? So it's just like, now it's just like, it's just stuck and everything is, could I come in or should I?
That would work for a cookbook too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could I come in? That'd be great.
But we do a live reenactment at our live show that we show about that.
Origin.
Oh my God. That's you should pick out, like, do you do like a meet and greet beforehand at all?
Yeah, we do the meet and greet.
You should pick someone from the meet and greet and give them like, tell them what to do as like an extra and like fully act it out. Like, them play the part of the homeless man.
Yeah, my father played the part of the homeless man in the other.
Oh, really?
In the original, awesome. Series.
Perfect.
Yeah, we dressed him up and it was funny.
That's amazing. So the tour doesn't have dates yet?
We don't have
yet,
dates yet. No, not yet. But stay tuned. So yeah, if you follow our podcast at anywhere podcasts are found, anywhere good podcasts are found is
It's happening with Sookie and Joey. Right?
We have an Instagram. Yeah, it's happening podcast. Yeah. So you can, that'll, the updates on there, or you can follow me at MrP79.
Yeah,
or Snooki.
And that's where you can find him to go on tour. I'm gonna come.
Yeah,
Pete, are we gonna go?
Absolutely.
Yeah, come. It'll be fun. Yeah. We'll do a little after party too.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Next time
fun.
We'll get like really drunk.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll curse and talk shit even more.
I'm on edge because Cameron's with his babysitter. So next time we'll get really drunk.
Have you gotten any text or anything from her?
One, but I didn't want to look and be rude.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's okay. It was an emergency.
Yeah.
It was a picture.
He's still there.
Yeah, he's still good. So, all right.
Well, thanks. Well, good luck with your new podcast.
Thank you so much. Good luck with your tour.
All right, good.
We'll see you there.
Thank you. Pete, do you want to exchange phone numbers?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to download and subscribe on radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to your favorite shows. Tune in next Wednesday. Bye.